Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The lights are out.
Hurry, get to the lights, go out.
The game is over, and we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
What a night. Tremendous stuff. Lots of goofy stuff going on here, folks. It's been a weird night. And here at 95.7 The Game, frankly, it's screwy enough that we can't tell you for certain if it's us not being able to connect to the stadium or the stadium not being able to connect to us. Apparently, when we have a slight drizzle, the entire telecommunications system in the Bay Area goes down. So, what was that? We still good? We still on the air? Okay. See, look, weird stuff is going to be happening throughout the show. What I can tell you is that we believe, as of right now, we believe that our phone lines are open. 888-957-9570. And I imagine there are folks with a lot to say because this was a doozy. I mean, this, first of all, first and most importantly of all, 50 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds, all accomplished in 35 minutes, shooting 50% from the field. I mean, 50 points on 28 shots. To go with 10 assists, 7 rebounds, and he only turned the ball over twice today. And by the way, 3 steals and a block. And right before our entire telecommunication system crashed, and again, apologies for the miss with the post-game show. We love those guys as much as you do, and hopefully everything's back on track by Wednesday. But as they were saying right before we lost touch, plus 31 in 35 minutes is crazy stuff, man. It's just crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. And I say this enough that people are probably annoyed with me, but just appreciate what you have with this dude. I mean, that's all I can say and try to impress upon you is it is a rare gift to have, frankly, just to have the career of a player like Stephen Curry exist during one's lifetime is lucky. To have him in the area where you live or work or for your favorite team performing the way he does, it's truly a gift. And I encourage everyone to appreciate it and not take it for granted as it happens in front of your eyes. And boy, did it happen in front of your eyes tonight. I mean, that had all the elements of the crazy Steph explosion evening. Ridiculous threes. Some really high degree of difficulty stuff around the rim as well. He went to the free throw line 13 times tonight, which is obviously great. Had a little scare with the shoulder. Seems to have just been sort of a minor stinger, and he moved right on. I mean, that it was a masterful performance. It was a masterful performance. And, you know, one of the things that struck me is look, Trae Young had a pretty good game himself. Sort of the B version of Steph's game. 28 points, 9 assists, 3 rebounds. But also, you know, over 50% from the field, 4 of 8 from 3. Didn't get to the line much. Did turn it over 4 times. But we saw during last year's playoffs, and I think you see on a night like tonight, Trae Young accepts and relishes these challenges. And I think you're crazy if you don't believe Steph Curry came into this game feeling like he wanted to prove something. No one's going to say he had to prove anything. But I believe he wanted to prove something coming into tonight. And he sure did. You know, none of these kids can hang with him. He knows that. And I think that was the message. None of you kids can hang with me. It was a... it was really impressive. But I do think there was a little bit of circle this one on the calendar when it comes to Steph playing against Trae. And I don't know if that's Trae every time. I don't know if it's that. It's more a matter of him not playing so great lately. Because it has been, you know, it's been a little bit of a struggle. What was it? 3 straight games under 20 points, I believe. It hasn't happened in years. And now, only a very silly person would be worried about Steph Curry. I did get a text or two. I do remember on the last show, actually, I did get a text or two to that effect. Would you have to worry about Steph? No, there was never any reason to worry about Steph Curry, and I think he made that perfectly clear this evening. But, you know, this was also other guys making key plays and key moments. And just some, you know, some little bonuses that continue to be intensely positive. Interesting, I note, with Otto Porter taking the night off, Jonathan Kuminga getting a little early run. Not much of it. He's still a little teenaged out there. But fun to see. And you know, it's nice that Steve Kerr seems committed to giving these young guys and you know, new guys opportunities here and there. I think that's important, especially if we're going to keep comparing this year to strength in numbers. That's part of the strength in numbers vibe. 888-957-9570 is the phone number if you want to talk about the Warriors. And fellas back in the studio, I cannot get the dock to load properly, so you're just going to have to tell me in my ear if and when we have any phone calls. Things are... It's touch and go, folks, here at 95.7 The Game, and I hope you can appreciate... Do we think it's the rain? That's my theory. My theory is it rains a little bit and everything shuts down. But in any event, I can't access the dock. Someone acknowledged that they're hearing me. All right. Moving right along. Steph changed this game. I mean, look, all night he was great. He came out hot at the start. And other than Steph's first 2 minutes, I think the start of this game was how you might have expected it to go. They're on the second half of a back-to-back, taking on the best team they've played in a while. And this team is coming in on the front end of a back-to-back. They want to come out and make a statement. And Steph blitzed them right at the start, but then the Hawks really settled in and sort of took control. You know, that was certainly the story of much of the first quarter and then the beginning of the second quarter. And the Hawks were all the way up 15 with 4 minutes left in the first half. And frankly, like at that point, you know, just to give you an idea, my notes were all about looking slow and lazy throughout the first half. Sluggish team on the second half of a back-to-back. You know, all these little notes about lazy stuff, basically. Just like not crisp, not moving the ball with the energy they do on a good night. It was Steph went off and everybody sort of relaxed and then stayed relaxed, it seemed like, for a quarter and a half. And if you saw that differently, by all means, 888-957-9570 is the phone number. But Steph came in with 3:33 to go, down 13. This is in the second quarter, right? 3 minutes and 33 seconds to halftime, down 13. And here's what followed. He made a three. He assisted a Draymond layup. He assisted a Bielitsa three. And then Draymond got a dunk from Gary Payton the second. But then with 35 seconds left, Steph drew a foul to get a 2-for-1, made both free throws, and then made what the ESPN play-by-play describes as a 31-foot step-back jump shot, which, of course, is worth 3 points in the NBA, to end the half. So all of that, and you're down 4 instead of 15, essentially all because Stephen Curry came in determined to go nuclear and did. And, man, the degree to which, you know, the difference for a team, again, on the second half of a back-to-back, coming in a little sluggish against, again, a good team. A good team that has struggled a bit. They're now 4-7, in part because they've played one of the two or three toughest schedules in basketball. But a team with a lot of talent. You know, an Eastern Conference finalist from last year. And again, I think if you watch this game, you saw some of that talent with John Collins and DeAndre Hunter and, you know, Bogdanovich and obviously Trae Young. But all that said, the difference between being down double digits at halftime, which is a game where I think it's tough to really rally and get back into in the second half, and being down 4 where you feel like, boy, we did not do our best in that first half, but Steph saved us and we're only down 4. Let's go. Let's not waste that. And of course, Steph is part of the effort of not wasting it in the second half as well. I mean, he was, again, tremendous all night long tonight. But I really think what he did to close that first half, as much as anything, was the thing that energized this Warrior team. And they needed a shot in the arm. They needed that energy, and it wasn't just the scoring. I mean, Steph, when's the last time you saw Steph that emotional? You know, that's a weird way to say it, but just like that fired up in a regular season game. I mean, this is what, game 10 of the season? Game 10 of the season. 888-957-9570 is our phone number. I guess we do have some sound. That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm hearing right now in my ears. We do have some sound, so we'll get you to some of that. But I think you could see Steph made a point of getting himself going early, and that paid dividends throughout on a 50-point night. What, a 16 in the first, 18 in the third, and another dozen or so in the fourth. He was just brilliant tonight. I guess the sound we have is from Steph Kerr, and unsurprisingly, it is all about the aforementioned Stephen Curry. And let's start with the fact that just like team high 35 minutes tonight, which isn't the end of the world, but boy, he's moving just as fast and doing just as much running at minute 35 as minute 1. And you know, Kerr talked about what that takes.
I think he's in the best shape of his life. In the last few years, I think he's elevated his strength and his conditioning, and he's a machine out there. He doesn't get tired, you know. He's going full bore at both ends, and it's amazing to watch him.
It really is amazing to watch, and it's something that I've thought about this aspect of it a lot as we get into what, you know, at some point are going to become the twilight years of Stephen Curry here as an NBA player. And, you know, Kerr mentions it that he's worked so hard on his strength and conditioning specifically. And not in the general strength and conditioning sense, but specifically on being stronger and on, you know, long distance. What's the word I'm looking for? Not conditioning, but whatever it's called when you're in good shape for long endurance. Thank you. By the way, the thank you was for myself. Nobody else. No one actually helped me. Thanks for nothing. You can see that, first of all. The strength on him physically, and, you know, conditioning has never been an issue for Steph, but Steve makes the point correctly that the way he runs around the floor now and never seems to get tired. I mean, he never stops moving on the floor. And by the way, on defense, you know, the Warriors try when they can to hide Steph Curry in the corner, but other teams know what they're trying to do, and they do their best to run him through screens and bang him around and make him work on both ends, right? So I would bet you Stephen Curry runs as much distance and takes as many hits in an NBA game as anyone in the league. And the fact that he can hold up to that is a testament to the work, but it's also, I mean, look, strength and endurance are two things that you can retain into your mid-30s and even your late-30s as time goes on, right? Those are not, I mean, I guess I'm saying it just, it projects to me the possibility of some really impressive longevity. From a player who takes his... I mean, the only guy that we know takes a scientific approach to preparing and maintaining his body as Steph Curry is LeBron James. And look at the extended prime he has enjoyed. So, you know, fingers crossed we can see these performances for a few years yet to come. You want to talk about another brilliant night for Steph Curry? 888-957-9570 is the phone number. We'll be with you for a little while longer here on Warriors Wrap Up. Sorry again for technical difficulties earlier, but we are going to try this phone line thing, and hopefully our technicals aren't that difficult. Mike in San Francisco, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, Colsky?
Yes, yeah. We have there? Mike. I'm so happy, Mike. This is working.
Yeah, I got you. I know you just said you mentioned you had some probably because of due to the weather. But as far as the win tonight, man, just Curry just showing once again. I know he hasn't really had that dominant run so far, but that's a good thing for the Warriors since they're showing that strength in numbers motto is overall better, I think, instead of wearing and tearing Curry out, which we had to do all last year just to get to the play-on game, and which ended up costing us in that final game. So I like this pace better for Curry, and he picks his spots. And he showed once again he can take over a game when he needs to against a very good Hawks team. I know the record is not where it needs to be, but they're still dangerous, and they were trying to come in here and needed a win. And the Warriors is once again doing what they do, just taking teams out and just putting them away in the second half. And that's just a sign of a great team. And everybody's seeing their schedule. If they're winning the games in front of them. And let's face it, nobody in the league right now is doing what the Warriors are doing. And it's just not Curry, which, although he showed once again, he is still elite when he needs to be. It's just a team effort. And the latest guy is just GP2. He can just, you know, have a minimal game. And he's already a fan favorite because of his defense, his hustle, and effort. So just everybody just follows the leadership of Curry, and this team is just in a great rhythm right now. And I want them, hopefully they finish out 7-1. I know Minnesota, that should be a win. Bulls are going to be tougher. They're a lot better team this year. So I just love everything about this team, man, and the way they're going about their business season here. And no complaints so far, man. Anybody, and we're supposed to get Wiseman back and Clay. Look out, man, because there's going to be the rest of the league better look out warning this team. This Warriors team right now is humming along and doing a lot better than any of us expected to start the season.
No doubt about it, man. Thanks for the call. You want to weigh in, 888-957-9570 is the phone number. It's true. This team, like, what complaints would you have right now? Yes, the schedule is easy. I guess that's the one complaint, right? But the schedule is the schedule. And the fact that it's a little easy early, yeah, that benefits you in a variety of ways, especially because, you know, hopefully when the schedule is a little tougher later, you'll have a little deeper team. But so far, I mean, look, a comeback win to effectively close in dominant fashion and control the end of the game against the Hawks team that, again, is pretty good, that's not nothing. On the back end of a back-to-back, that's not nothing. No, even if your schedule has been relatively easy. And Steph Curry to come out and drop 50 tonight. It's not nothing. Even if the schedule has been relatively easy. And like Mike in San Francisco said, there's nobody else doing this. There's other teams with easy schedules. But the Warriors have the best record in basketball. Now, I will say these next two are going to be, I think, significantly tougher. Not just the Bulls on Friday, because obviously the Bulls have been quite good so far this season. Handed it to the Brooklyn Nets tonight. But, you know, Minnesota, while they haven't been particularly good, I think they're 3-6. I think they're 3-6 so far. But they present some specific issues for this Warrior team. And I think Karl Anthony Towns is the obvious one. Like, size is a problem for the Warriors. And yes, Draymond and Looney will do their best. But Karl Anthony Towns is a big, bad dude. And I just, like, that's, until Wiseman gets back, and frankly, even when he does, unless he is wildly better on defense, big bad dudes are going to be a problem for this Warrior team. And guess what? Tried to turn the mic off, didn't get to it in time. Excuse me. Thank you. The Anthony Edwards problem is significant as well. Because as much as the Warriors struggle a bit with the big bad dude, they're also going to struggle with the intensely athletic guard. So, you know, look, they're going to have some issues with the matchup with Minnesota, even if Minnesota isn't particularly good. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and finish up Warriors wrap up. We're fighting through our technical issues, but the phone lines are open. 888-957-9570. Does it even surprise you when Steph Curry goes nuts like this anymore? How does it make you feel? Were you surprised when he got all fired up? That was a fired up Steph Curry. 888-957-9570. A little more Steve Kerr to hear as well. And by the way, it's time now for the Steph Curry 3-point update, brought to you by Masterclass. Steph has made 52 threes so far this season. And boy, isn't it a beautiful thing to watch? I called Steph beautiful on Twitter, and someone tried to complain about it. But I don't know what to tell you, man. That's what I call beauty. Stephen Curry shooting the basketball. Masterclass lets you learn from over 100 world-class instructors anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Get 15% off your annual membership at masterclass.com/the game. This is Warriors wrap up on 95.7 The Game, and we'll be back with you right after this break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Curry waiting. Dribbling on the logo. Double team. Bounce pass to Juan. Fakes and fires. It's a three. Got it! Steph Curry jumps up and down. Says, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. From 15 down to 17 up. Warriors 102. Hawks 85. 12 minutes off the 27-8 push.
Now back to Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game. Here's Matt Kolsky.
We are back. It is Matt Kolsky with you on Warriors Wrap Up. You want to jump in, 888-957-9570. Here's one thing I'm wondering. Maybe you care to weigh in. Here's the first 10 games for the Warriors. And, by the way, I believe, and I think this is on record about three or four games in, I think I had them 12-3 after 15. Because, again, the schedule is relatively soft, and it looked that way to start. And I think, in retrospect, 12-3 may have been conservative, but let's not get out too far over our skis. The first 10, Lakers, Clippers, Kings, Thunder, Grizzlies, Thunder, Hornets, Pelicans, Rockets, Hawks. Best team in there is Memphis, and that's a loss. I mean, at least to this point, that's probably the best team in there. Decent wins, though, over the Lakers and Clippers and Kings and Hornets. My point is, 9-1 in that 10. Here are the next 10. Minnesota, the Bulls, Charlotte, Brooklyn, Cleveland, Detroit, Toronto, Philly, Portland, and the Clippers. So, How do you see them finishing the next 10? It's a much tougher one. Like I said, the Clippers are in there again, and you're at their place this time. Philly's been pretty tough. You know, Brooklyn hasn't been great, but they're still Brooklyn. You're at Charlotte this time around. The Bulls have been good. I mean, I think you'd be almost as happy about 6-4, certainly 7-3 in that stretch as you were about 9-1 in the first. 888-957-9570 if you want to jump in before we finish up here on Warriors Wrap Up. Keaton in Danville joins. Oh, no, we lost Keaton. Ah, Keaton. Call on back if you like.
Damn it!
As I was saying, Steve Kerr had some more to say after tonight's game and before the internet exploded or whatever it is that's happened here. We got a little bit of it. And, you know, look, Steph, with the 50 burger tonight, it's easy to forget he also dished out 10 assists. And I think in general, because of his spectacular shooting and scoring, Steph's ability as a creator, as an assist man, can get a little underrated. And tonight, obviously, he put that on display with the scoring. And Steve Kerr remains impressed.
I mean, he's a brilliant passer out of the double teams, and, you know, he's seen every defense that there is, and he's one of his best qualities is getting the ball out of those traps and creating mismatches on the back end of the play. So he was, you know, he was amazing. I want to say I've never seen anything like it, but I've been watching it for 7 years. So I have seen something like it, and still it's just incredible to watch.
He makes it look relatively easy the way he passes out of double teams these days. I mean, people have been watching the Warriors. Remember, it wasn't always like that. Double teams used to really give him a lot of trouble. And look, he's smaller than usually it's two guys who are bigger than him. So no wonder. But he is so good at it now. And, you know, when you pass well out of double teams, you obviously, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out you have a man advantage with the rest of the court. And, you know, a lot of open shots tonight. And after not shooting it great early, the rest of everyone joined in. And he got Wiggins a couple looks. He got Juan a couple looks. Like, he was... This was just peak Curry tonight. And by the way, Draymond Green, only 4 points because Steph took care of that. But 9 assists, 7 rebounds, a couple of steals... Really good performance for him tonight. Our earlier caller, Mike, mentioned Gary Payton II. And by the way, still time to call in, 888-957-9570. Not much time, but still time. Gary Payton II again tonight. And I think tonight is informative because to look at the box score, 21 minutes, only took 2 shots, hit one of them. For 2 points, 4 boards, an assist, 3 steals, 2 turnovers, and again, fouled out in 21 minutes. Very little of that stands out other than the plus 22 and the plus minus, but that plus 22 is incredibly informative because this is a game where even though he doesn't get you the 14, 17 points he had the last couple, he had a hugely positive effect. His defense and a little bit of strategic approach against Trae Young, double-teaming him a little more, hedging a guy towards him all the time, that really slowed down Trae Young tonight. And it was a big factor in the turnaround. And, like, that's 21 good minutes of guard play from Gary Payton. That's, you know, that's excellent. And Damian Lee, meanwhile, in his 18 minutes, 5 of 8. So it's not like he was bad. But Gary Payton's defense, it changes games. And, God, the way he rebounds at that size, it's an absolute clinic in using your athleticism to impact a basketball game. Like, he's not going to be the most skilled shooter, but damn it, he can outwork you. And he that means defense and rebounding. And it is consistent in a way that is just so rare. And it has no... And look, I'm one of the people who enjoys a guy like Pat Bev. Or even, look, even Draymond with some of the histrionics. But to have a dude who's just humble and quiet and relentless. I mean, it's... I can't say enough about how much I appreciate who he is and what he does as a basketball player, Gary Payton II. You know, and the opposite of what you imagine the, like, entitled player's son being like. Although knowing Gary Payton, I don't imagine GP2 ever had it too easy from Pops. God, I'd love to hear what kind of trash the elder Gary Payton talked to GP2 when he was a little kid. When was the first... How old... Oh, God. Sam, we got to get GP2 on the show. I want to know how old was he the first time his dad MF'd him on the basketball court.
Bleep you, bleep a bleeper.
Exactly. How old were you the first time Pops... gave you the, you can't hang with me, MF, or on the basketball court? It could, like, what do we think? 9? Or is that too old? Maybe it's like 7. You know, I'm realizing as a dad, you know, and my kid's only 2.5, my oldest, but I'm realizing you got to get these, you got to get this stuff off early. Because, you know, you can feel, I can feel the creeping death inside of me, and I just know he's headed, our trajectories are headed the opposite direction, let's put it that way.
Oh.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. But I thank you for feeling my pain, Sterling. One more Steve Kerr thought. And look, this plays to everything. And this plays to the people who were worried about Steph Curry. Oh, my goodness, he had a few games, didn't score as much as usual. And, oh, God, should we worry? Oh, no, what's happening to Steph? We shouldn't worry because he works too hard at this for it to just disappear.
I don't look at it that way because he loves it so much. So it's not like it's taking something out of him. He's pouring himself into something that he loves. And he loves the process. And I think that's a common thread between superstar historic players. There's a passion for not just the game, but for the process, for the work. Steph loves the work. He loves the whole idea of preparing and getting better and competing and trying to win. He's one of the great competitors of all time because he combines that work ethic with this incredible joy for the game and for life. And it's an amazing combination.
It is. It's an amazing combination, and we're all lucky to watch it. And tonight was just one of those nights to appreciate the greatness of Steph Curry. 50 points. A plus 31 in 35 minutes, 10 assists, 3 steals, a block, only 2 turnovers. He was 14 of 28 from the field, 9 of 19 from 3, and a perfect 13 of 13 from the free throw line. The Warriors in general tonight, 21 of 22, very good from the free throw line. The rookie Kuminga, the only guy who missed a free throw this evening. All in all, a really good night against arguably the best team the Warriors have beaten so far this year, certainly in that argument. So I think you're feeling really good heading into a game on Wednesday that should be interesting. The Timberwolves are not great, but the Timberwolves do have a big man that can do damage, and that is something that the Warriors could be vulnerable to. They also have a young two-guard who is incredibly explosive athletically, also something the Warriors could be vulnerable to. Then again, as we know and as we just saw, everybody is vulnerable to the greatness of Stephen Curry. I will be back on the air tomorrow night to talk about the greatness of Stephen Curry, among other things. There's so much going on in the Bay Area sports scene, but boy, do we have to talk about that brutal Niners loss. That's about as bad as it gets. So that and more tomorrow night on Kolsky and Company. As for tonight, that will do it for Warriors Wrap Up. Thank you very much to everyone who joined us. Sorry again for whatever technical issues we have experienced, and we should have them all ironed out by the time we hit the air early tomorrow morning with the pregame show, 5 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, Warrior basketball back on Wednesday, 7 o'clock tip. 6:30 is the pregame against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.